Hello, I'm Lucas Matthew Marsh for the CJLO Community Calendar for the week of Monday, November 13th to Sunday, November 20th. We're in the middle of final season, and if you're like me, that means you're stuck in your head worrying about deadlines and final papers. But one of the best ways I've found to get out of the stress and just decompress are Concordia's weekly community rhythm circles. Join us at the Multi-Faith and Spirituality Center on Wednesday, November 15th at 11:30 a.m. for a midweek energy boost you won't want to miss. It's open to all members of the Concordia community, for seasoned musicians and even those with two left feet. Led by the fantastic Dr. Irene Feather, there are 8 rhythm circles this fall. After that, the sessions will be guided by peer representatives from the Mindful Campus Initiative and the Multi-Faith and Spirituality Center. So here's your chance to get on the ground floor and dance to the beat of your own drum. Instruments are provided by the Multi-Faith and Spirituality Center. I hope to see you there. Now, if you've lived in Montreal for as long as I have, odds are you're just about sick and tired of hearing franglais. But if you stick with me, I promise you that you don't want to miss out on this one. Franglais is performing at Olympia on Sunday, November 9th. The French rapper is in town for a one-off show, so be sure to take advantage of this unique experience. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and the show starts at 6, so be sure to be on time. Tickets are on sale for $74 Canadian on Ticketmaster. And hockey season's back for all you Habs fans out there. The city is jam-packed with Habs games. Sparks will fly on the ice this Tuesday, November 14th at 7 p.m. when the Habs face off against the Calgary Flames. Later this week, the Habs are going to play the Los Angeles Knights and old-time rivals the Boston Bruins. Go Habs, go! And that's your community calendar for this week. With CJLO, I'm Lucas Matthew Marsh.
Everyone, you are now tuned into The Alley here on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Aviva, and The Alley is a show for all sorts of things. A folk show, technically. This week, kind of a folk show, a bit of a mix, not at the start, but we kind of start a bit harder and then get into more kind of softer sounds later in the hour. But yeah, play a lot of folk and roots and local Indian alternative on the show. And we got a decent amount of new local and Canadian music happening this week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Let's just jump into it. First, we got a band Tinge from Ontario, and this is their song Native Tongue.
To a baby.
was Tinge with Native Tongue. Up now we've got Kurt Vile doing Chastity Belt's The Time of Night. Kurt Vile covering Chastity Belt's This Time of Night. There's also a Courtney Barnett cover of their song Different Now, which is one of my favorite Chastity Belt songs. So definitely check that out. Yeah, I thought both covers were quite good. And Chastity Belt, great band. So it's cool to see. I don't know. I was kind of surprised to see these two artists kind of covering and like sharing the love for Chastity Belt. I believe it's on the 10th anniversary of their debut album. So that's, yeah, super cool. Definitely check that out too. I might play that one. I might play the Courtney Barnett one next week. But yeah, up next we've got new from Toronto band Self Cult. This is Haunt You Still.
Mm-hmm.
You just heard new from Soft Cult with their song Haunt You Still. Up next, we've got new track by Mannequin Pussy. This is I Don't Know You.
I know one, two things I've heard about you, but I wouldn't tell you, no, I couldn't tell you. I know three, four things that they say about you, but I wouldn't tell you, no, I couldn't tell you. I know a lot of things, I know a lot of things, but I don't know.
Traveling seems almost like a necessity, either for the pleasure of discovering new places or to visit friends and family. However, in a time of increased awareness about our environmental impact, ViaRail might provide the answer you need. Not only does ViaRail offer a solution to the problem of travel's carbon footprint, but does so at low cost and with great comfort. But don't just take it from me. Here are two members of the Concordia community who can speak to their own experiences traveling with Via.
I love taking ViaRail because I like the quiet pause and relaxation it incorporates into my travel. I always meet really cool people on the train and enjoy taking the time to have interesting conversations with my fellow travelers about where they come from and where they're going.
I've used ViaRail quite a few times and I really like it. It's accessible price-wise even for students and it's super convenient. I'll definitely keep using them.
Go to viarail.ca to learn more about pricing options for students and young people so you can start making a difference and saving money with your travel today.
Is
Is this thing on?
Tune into Transistor Sister with me, your host Allison, where I play the song stuck in my head so they can get stuck in yours. The best in Canadian and international, new tracks and your favorite throwbacks, indie, alternative, punk, garage, shoegaze, pop, and so much more. Transistor Sister, every Monday at noon, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
And we're back with more of The Alley here on CJLO 1690 AM. Right before the break, you heard New from Mannequin Pussy with I Don't Know You. And before that, you got Toronto band Soft Cult with Haunt You Still. Got a lot of new music on the show. I think it's pretty much all new music. I don't know. I've been doing more with my show recently, and this week... I feel like, this week it's new and there's great music, but I am tired and I don't have much to say. So we're just going to continue with the music. Next up, we've got New from Toronto-based folk artist, songwriter, poet Mustafa with his song, The Name of God.
Both our eyes are red, but you're high and I'm crying. You're trying to forget, but it hits me every time. You pray next to me, right hand holds your left sleeve, turning our heads gently, cause when it ends we fight. And in that warm winter I withered, I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like. Makes me wanna cry. Whose Lord are you naming when you start to break things? It's my only life you hold. And when you left me waiting, I thought, did you do it in the name of God?
You just heard from Mustafa with Name of God. Up next, we've got New from Haley Blaze. This is Body. That was Haley Blaise with the song Body. Next up, we've got new from Kate Bollinger with You at Home. A little talk spot because I remembered one thing I want to talk about. Kind of in response to that last song, but not really. So obviously, like, I play a lot of like female singer songwriter kind of folk, indie folk adjacent people on this show. And if it was not obvious, this show is a result of last night. This is a last night planned show, which happens sometimes. I'm deep in my thesis, but I was listening to a lot of new, you know, a lot of new releases of the past like month, trying to see like what I was into of stuff that like I hadn't just kind of like naturally come across through my own listening, like stuff specifically for the show. And I was kind of starting to notice this trend, which I'd been noticing for a while, of kind of these like female indie folk voices really sounding like quite similar. And I don't say that in response to that last song, because I actually think that Haley, like, I think that she's quite good at what she does. But I was specifically, and I don't want it to be like hater, because I don't think any of these people are necessarily bad, but I was listening to the new Ciro's tracks, and I was like, oh, this is just Phoebe Bridgers. And I was kind of like seeing a lot, okay, going through the kind of like recommend, you know, on Spotify recommended based on that person, and the instrumentation, like it was the instrumentation, but also just the singing style was all so similar. And then I ended up stumbling across this playlist on Spotify that's just called I Can't Believe It's Not Phoebe Bridgers, that just kind of collects all of these artists that sound just so eerily like Phoebe Bridgers. And it's nothing against it. Like, I enjoy Phoebe Bridgers. Like, I kind of prefer like Boy Genius stuff to her solo stuff, but like I like her. But then I was listening to this playlist and it was kind of making like all of these like little feelings I have like putting together these show, like the show week after week, like being in this sort of like indie singer songwriter space, like it made it all so much more apparent that like there is this like really converging sound. And yeah, and it was just kind of interesting to see, because like obviously this happens all the time, like when there's one like incredibly like notable rise of somebody outside of like their genre, that's I don't know, like for Phoebe to be like nominated for Grammys and stuff, like it was definitely like on a level of fame that other people within that genre just like don't, are like not even close at all to. And so obviously everybody's going to kind of start creating that sound. Like, you're seeing that a little bit with Big Thief. I don't think quite to the same extent. I feel like the most comparable one would be to like Mac DeMarco in like the early 2010s. How like there was a little while where just like everybody sounded exactly like Mac DeMarco. And yeah, I feel like that's just like really the moment that I'm seeing right now with like the Boy Genius sound, but really specifically like Phoebe Bridgers and like her vocalizing. And it's interesting. It could be like a little frustrating when you see some people that are just not really doing their own thing with it, or it like kind of doesn't feel like they have their own point of view as much. But it's also like not like she like created the sound. Like, there's a lot of people kind of doing a lot of the similar a lot of similar things like before her rise in the past, like, I don't know, two, three years. But yeah, I don't know. I just kind of find it interesting. Somebody who's like kind of monitoring that kind of musical space. It was kind of interesting. Like, I wonder who the next one will be of this sound, because I feel like we're so deep in this sort of, yeah, in this sort of indie folk, but in a way that's like quite different from like the, I don't know, the kind of like Fleet Foxes, John Misty, like 2010s, which I kind of feel like I still prefer a little bit to this. But, you know, it kind of, it all comes and goes. But yeah, I'm just kind of like interested in that trend, and I kind of wonder what the next one will be. I think it's going to continue to be more of a Big Thief sound, and maybe kind of like I pontificated last episode, a little more into the kind of rootsy, folksy sound, inspired more by like Big Thief's newest, like their 2022 album. I'm kind of seeing that coming down the road, but I don't know. That's just my guess. Anyway, for another female singer-songwriter who I think is doing something quite different, this is Kate Bollinger with You at Home. Kate Bollinger with You at Home. Up next, we got new from Abby Sage. This is Milk. Thank you. Just heard from Abby Sage with Milk. Up next, we've got the latest track, I believe, from local band Sorry Girls. They're playing tonight at Let's Go with Winona Forever. Bands that I've loved for, well, Winona Forever was like briefly a local band, not anymore. But yeah, bands that I love, and I'll be there. So if you want to come out to a weirdly late show at Let's Go, which, you know, happens. I feel like every time I'm, not every time, but often if I'm going to a show at Let's Go, it like starts at 10 and ends at like 1 a.m., which I don't know if that's something particular about that venue, but I'm going to try to keep my energy up, because yeah, I love Sorry Girls. I feel like to me, they're like very much like a spring summer band. I feel like great, just like picnic, put them on. But yeah, I'm excited to be there. So if you see me, say hi. This is Sorry Girls with Wasn't Easy.
Holding on to you under the moonlight on a hot night wasn't easy. And watching you watch me as I cried watching TV wasn't easy. But you hold it in a room till the fortune it fades and lives. Hold it on your own till you're asking yourself, is it fair? Tell me, is it true?
Films audacieux qui renouvellent le langage du cinéma?
Pour un accès privilégié aux visions les plus stimulantes et diversifiées du cinéma documentaire, les RIDM sont le festival à ne pas manquer.
Ça se passe du 15 au 26 novembre à Montréal.
Rendez-vous au ridm.ca pour tout savoir sur la programmation.
Les rencontres internationales du documentaire de Montréal. Là où toutes les histoires se rencontrent.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And half the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
And we're back with more of The Alley here on CJLO 1690 AM. Right before the break, you heard from Sorry Girls with Wasn't Easy. Just going through. We got a lot of new music for the rest of this hour. So let's just get into it. Up next, this is Duff Thompson with Shapeshifter.
Sometimes when I'm in the middle of a haze, don't intervene, do not interrupt me. It's a blizzard out here, but I hardly feel the cold, babe. Though not to say that I ain't feeling something. Water's flowing in the wrong direction. Don't seem strange anymore to me. I'll be anything, anytime that I see fit, but I won't be your shapeshifter, baby.
Just heard from Duff Thompson with Shapeshifter. Up next, we've got a new track with Devendra Banhart and Vashti Bunyan, a combination I'm very passionate about. And this is them together doing How Could You Let Me Go?
Stars I could see forever. You're my angel on earth, you know. How could you let me go? Can I really dream the far off limits? Could I feel that much alone?
To fool myself with all that beauty, will I ever seek to know?
staked my life, crossed my heart, hope to die you one. It never dawned on me the possibility you'd be gone. Baby, I'm so wild and crazy,
crazy about you.
It was as if my breath depended on you as I'd wait for your call. You were birthdays and Christmas all and forever. Each time that it come through the door, how could you let me go?
Heard from Vashti Bunyan and Devendra Banhart with How Could You Let Me Go? So beautiful. Love to hear it. Like, love those two voices together. That's going to do it for me. I'm going to play one final track, but thank you so much for listening to The Alley here on CJLO 1690 AM. You can tune in every Friday at 11 AM for more of The Alley. Going to play one final track. This is off of the new Cat Power Sings Dylan concert album. A lot of things very up my alley. Love Cat Power. Love Bob Dylan. I'm just going to like listen to this and pretend like I was at the Halloween show, I'm really enjoying this. There's a billion cover albums out there, but I do think that Cat Power does a really good job with them. Some kind of more interesting choices. I'm always interested in like what people choose and kind of what they do with the different songs. I'm going to play her version of Ballad of a Thin Man, which is kind of usually one of my more enjoyed songs to like as covers, just because I feel like there's a lot you can kind of go a more like jazzy route. There's like a lot of, I don't know, more interesting things you can do vocally. I really like her take on it. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a great weekend.
Jesus. You walk into the room pencil in your hand, you see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard, but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't
than you ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all along? Something is happening, you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak, and he says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bomb. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. John? Among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway, they already expect you to give a check to tax deductible charity organization.
You're listening.